This summer, StoryCorps set up a booth in Cheyenne to record Wyomingites interviewing one another and sharing their stories. Today, we'll hear from 95-year-old Pinedale native Guy Decker, better known as Bud. Decker tells his longtime friend Jim Lotta about what it was like to grow up on the Wyoming frontier.
I was born on the Mule Shoe Ranch, and a dentist delivered me. There was no doctor available.
And you lost your mother at a young age.
My mother died when I was 5 years old, and my dad raised me from then on.
And you had a sister?
I had a sister, one sister, Dorothy, which was 13 months older than I am and meaner than a junkyard dog.
It's good that we record that. You told a story about before you were potty trained, your dad had a elk mount.
Dad had a bull elk mount on hanging on the wall, and there was a spike in the wall right by it, and I had a habit of messing my pants, I guess, when I was 3 or 4 or 5 years old. Dad had hanged me on that damn nail next to that elk bull head, and I was scared to death of that damn thing, and I think it finally probably broke me and messed my pants.
So that's potty training at its best, yeah. So you had a lot of experiences growing up in Tulsa and LaBarge. Talk about your school experience. How'd all that work?
Okay. Well, we went to school there at LaBarge through grade school, and we got along fine. And then I started school at Big Piney, and in my junior year, I got kicked out of the Big Piney school.
What'd you do to get kicked out, bud?
Well, the first thing we did, we took November the 11th, and we saw a sign in the bank said legal holiday. So Jim, I can't think of his name. He and I said, well, hell, if it's a holiday for the bank, it'll be a holiday for us. So we took off, and Dad had to come up from LaBarge to Big Piney to get me back in school. Well, he'd been up there 2 or 3 times already, and when I called him, he was really mad. In the meantime, I'd done too many mischievous things around the school, and they wouldn't let me back in.
When you got kicked out finally, didn't you go up to Lozier's for the winter?
Well, Dad had a coal contract to furnish all the little schools. In those days, they didn't have buses, so they had little schools scattered all over. Well, Dad had a contract to furnish the coal, so he put me to work hauling the coal to all these schools. And I thought he was working me too hard, and he wouldn't even speak to me. He's so mad at me for getting kicked out. So I packed my pillowcase with my clothes, had 55 cents in my pocket, and hitched a ride to Big Piney, and I knew the Loziers, so they took me out to the ranch, and they had sickness in the family. So they gave me the job of feeding the cattle on that ranch. So I batched on that ranch when I was 15 years old and fed the cattle there until spring, until April.
You were glad when spring got here, though?
Yeah, I was glad, but it was a good experience. And then when spring came, I was looking for work. And do you know Norm Barlow?
Yes.
I worked for Norm, moving cattle. And we had to night herd the cattle, so I got some experience night herding the cattle.
Pretty lonesome, isn't it?
Yeah. Then in about the last of August, Dad came up and asked me if I wouldn't go back to school. And I'll tell you, I had my pillowcase packed before he got out of sight.
Why were you excited to get back to school after you had it
laid off? Well, I'll tell you, when you're working on your own, nobody to give you directions or anything, and you're 15 years old, and your dad had always been good to you, and I was anxious to get back home.
Getting his good graces,
yeah,
right?
That was Bud Decker talking about growing up on the Wyoming frontier in the 1920s and 30s. He spoke with his friend of 40 years, Jim Lotta. The piece was produced by Rebecca Martinez with interviews recorded at StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of our lives.